Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul. Friends,
welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
John chapter 12, verse 1. John chapter 12, verse 1. Now, in this, we're going to reconcile for you the date of the triumphal entry, the day of the week, and the date on the Jewish calendar. We're going to reconcile for you the date of the crucifixion, that is, the day of the week, and the day in their month. And we're going to reconcile then the resurrection and other matters. Based on the verses that we find in the gospel, this is going to be a very interesting study, but a very complicated study. As a result, it's going to be interesting for you to hear this, but it may be also a little difficult for you to follow it completely. And so at the outset, let me say this. I have printed up a little chart here. It's very unsophisticated. As a matter of fact, my notes are right now in pencil sitting here on my desk, but I'd be more than glad to send you a copy of it. After the broadcast, if you'll just simply call us and give us your address, we'll mail this to you, and then it's something that you can use to help reconcile these dates. There is no such thing as a Sunday triumphal entry called Palm Sunday, and there is no such thing as a Good Friday. Based upon this reconciliation, you'll see that. And do the best you can. We'll try to go as slow as we can, yet as thoroughly as we can. Do the best you can to follow along. And as I said, if you want to get a copy of this thing when we're done, just call us at the end of the broadcast, and we'll gladly send it to you. I'll give you our phone number now, and I'll give it to you at the end of the broadcast. The telephone number here at the office is area of Bible Believers Baptist Church is area code 361-241-6100. That's area code 361-241-6100. All right, and what we're going to do is reconcile John chapter 12, verse 1 with the crucifixion and the resurrection. Now, the Bible says this: Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead. All right, now, there is a date, a time, 6 days before the Passover. From that, what we want to be able to do is we want to reconcile forward and backward the day of the crucifixion and the day of the resurrection and the intervening days when Christ rides in triumphally to the city and the whole thing. Okay? Now, first of all, it's very important for you to remember this. The Jewish day does not start at midnight like the Gentile day does. Our day starts at 12:01 a.m. So, for instance, today is Wednesday. Wednesday started Tuesday night at 12:01 and became Wednesday morning, although the sun didn't rise till, 7 o'clock in the morning. Now, the Jewish day started at 6 p.m. So, in other words, when you actually see a sunset, 6 p.m. on Tuesday night, Wednesday for a Jew begins at 6:01 p.m., and so it's about 6 hours earlier than the Gentile day. And that's important. Now watch what happens here. He says, 6 days before the Passover he came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead. Now watch. The first thing that happens then in verse 2, there they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. All right, that supper that they eat that night is on the 5th day before the Passover, because at sunset, or at 6 p.m., the new day begins. All right, just keeping that in mind, then what we want to do is we want to do this. Let's depart from the text for a moment, and let's nail down the day of the Lord's crucifixion. Now, on a Jewish calendar, that would be the 14th day of the first month. The 14th day of the first month is Passover. And we get that from Exodus chapter 12, where the Passover is first instituted, where there is the first Passover. It says here, The Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in Exodus chapter 12 in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. All right? And then they speak to the congregation of Israel in verse 3, that on the 10th day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. So they put the lamb up on the 10th day. And this lamb is to be without blemish, and so forth. And then verse 6, ye shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening of the 14th day. Now, the evening in a four-watch day is going to be the last 3 hours of the day. 3 p.m. begins the evening. Likewise, the nighttime, the first watch of the nighttime, according to Mark 13:35, is also called the evening, which is from 6 to 9 p.m. But on the 14th day, this would be at 3 p.m., that this lamb is slain in Exodus chapter 12, verse 6, okay? Now, the 14th day of the first month, then, is the day the Passover is slain. That day begins at 6 p.m. the night before. That's very important. Okay, now we know from what Jesus Christ said to the Pharisees and to his disciples and others that ask, that he would be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. He said that in Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. So shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. That'll be a total time. Well, we don't see the testimony of Mary Magdalene at the tomb of Jesus Christ until the dawn on Sunday, on the first day of the week, Matthew chapter 28. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. There was a great earthquake. The angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. And they look inside, they see, or they hear from him, Jesus is not here. Come see the place where the Lord lay, he said. He's not here, for he is risen. So they find out in the daytime on Sunday morning. Now remember, Sunday, the first day of the week, actually began at 6 p.m. the night before. All right, Jesus Christ actually resurrected between Saturday afternoon and Sunday night. In other words, at 6 p.m. Saturday afternoon, the beginning of Sunday night, Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Look in Matthew chapter 27 at verses 52 and 53. Matthew 27, verse 52, the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. That is the night, Sunday, or following Saturday, the beginning of Sunday, and then the next morning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary come to the sepulcher, see the angel, and find out that the Lord is up. Because the angel had rolled back the stone. Of course, he didn't have to roll back the stone for Jesus Christ to rise from the dead. Jesus was in a body that then could pass through solid objects, like he did when he saw the disciples in enclosed in a room with the door shut and the window shut, and he just shows up in the middle and he says, "Peace, be still." All right. Now, working backwards, if he is a full 3 days and three nights in the grave, we have this. Working backwards. Saturday all day is the third day. Saturday night, that is, the time between Friday day and Saturday day, is the third night. Remember, Saturday begins at 6 p.m. the night before, whereas we begin at 12 of the night before. All right, so Saturday p.m., that is the time between Friday day and Saturday day, is the third night. Saturday day is the third day. Friday daytime is the second full day, and Friday night, that is, the night between Thursday day and Friday daytime, is the second full night that he's in the grave. The daytime Thursday and the night between Wednesday daytime and Thursday daytime is the first full night. So Jesus Christ is put in the tomb at 6 p.m. Wednesday night, right before Thursday begins. All right, so Thursday night, that is, right after Wednesday day, and Friday night, and Saturday night, that is, right after Friday day. Those are three nights that he's in the tomb. The daytime Thursday, the daytime Friday, and the daytime Saturday are the 3 days, and he's up Saturday at 6 p.m. at the beginning of the first day of the week. Three nights and 3 days Jesus Christ is in the tomb. Therefore, he is pierced in the side by the centurion at 3 p.m. Wednesday afternoon, the 14th day of the first month. He's pierced in the side at precisely the same time that the high priest would be piercing the Passover lamb. And to his dismay and shock and amazement, as soon as he stabs the lamb, Matthew 27, verse 51 says, "Behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent." So the legs of the others are broken. Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus find out that Jesus Christ is dead. Joseph goes to Pilate and begs the body of Jesus Christ. He makes inquiry of the soldiers whether he were already dead, and it comes as a surprise to him. Then he grants Joseph his wish. Joseph brings him down, wraps him in linen, winds him up in linen and spices, and puts him in his own grave wherein never man had been before. And he's in there by Wednesday at the end of the day, beginning right before the beginning of Thursday. Now, Thursday is a Sabbath day, and Wednesday is called the preparation. Thursday is a Sabbath, and Wednesday is called the preparation. Again, we're working backwards, but notice how this goes. Look in John chapter 19. John chapter 19. Look at verse 31. John 19, verse 31. "The Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation that the bodies should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was an high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away." So this answers then the problem that the traditionalists have with a Good Friday. In other words, the only Sabbath they recognize in this week is the Saturday Sabbath, and so they have Jesus Christ being crucified on what we now call Good Friday and being put in the tomb Friday right at the end of the day. But see, look at the problem. Then that leaves Friday night as one night, Saturday day as one day, Saturday night, that is the night between Saturday and Sunday, which is actually Sunday night, as the second night, and then Sunday morning in the a.m., when Mary Magdalene shows up, he's gone. That's only two nights in one day. And Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 12, verse 40, three nights and 3 days in the heart of the earth. Well, if it's Good Friday, then he's only in there two nights and one day, and then that means that Jesus Christ lied. See? So there's actually another Sabbath in the week of the Passover, and what that is that Sabbath is the first day of unleavened bread, or the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the seven-day feast that follows the killing of the Passover lamb. It's a Sabbath. And according to John chapter 19, verse 31, that is a high day. You can find that Sabbath in Exodus chapter 12, verse 16. It's called a Holy Day of Convocation. Exodus 12:16, "And in the first day there shall be an holy convocation, and in the seventh day there shall be an holy convocation. No manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you." It's a Sabbath. So they're getting the bodies down before the Sabbath. That Sabbath is Thursday, the night between Wednesday and Thursday, and Thursday day. It's a Sabbath. Friday shows up. Saturday, which is the normal weekly Sabbath, shows up, and Sunday morning they find out he's out of the grave. So we know then that in fact Jesus Christ was crucified on Wednesday, and at 3 o'clock in the afternoon he is pierced by the soldier, and by 6 p.m. he's in the grave. All right, then, the Lord's Supper takes place on Wednesday night, or that is the night between. I know it sounds a little confusing because we always say Wednesday night following Wednesday day, but to a Jew, Wednesday night is actually the night preceding the daytime, because their night begins, you know that, but you go back there and read Genesis, And he keeps marking off these days for you of the days of creation, and he keeps saying the evening and the morning were the first day. The evening and the morning were the second day. They always count from the evening first. So the Lord's Supper, or the Last Supper, actually takes place on the night between Tuesday daytime and Wednesday daytime. Notice it is called the preparation in John 19:31. It's also called the preparation in Luke 23, verse 54. Now notice how this all then starts to dovetail together, because in Matthew chapter 26, verse 17, watch what happens. Now the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, that's going to be the day of the Passover, or the preparation day, the day that the Passover is killed. Watch it. Now on the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, where wilt thou that we, watch it, prepare for thee to eat the Passover? That day is called the preparation day. And so they go in that night, and the reason it's the preparation day is because the Passover lamb is going to be killed Wednesday afternoon, and they're going to eat it that evening before sunset. Okay? Luke 22:8 says the same thing. So when they go into supper then, that supper begins Wednesday night, or the night between the daytime of Tuesday and Wednesday, and that day is called the day of unleavened bread. They eat unleavened bread that day, but they don't eat the lamb. And consequently then, in Luke chapter 22, verse 7, we find this. Luke 22, verse 7, then came the day of unleavened bread when the Passover must be killed. All right, that day is Wednesday night when they're, or the night between Tuesday day and Wednesday day when they're eating the supper. The day of unleavened bread. They eat unleavened bread. He breaks it. He talks to them, and he says, this is my body. They drink the juice, and he says, this is the fruit of the vine. This is the cup of the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you, and that's what they do. Now watch this. So we've got it nailed then. The 14th day of the first month is the day that the Passover is killed, is the preparation day. And we've reconciled it to the first day of the week when Mary Magdalene and the other Mary actually know that he has been risen from the dead. Now what we have to do is we've got to go back to John chapter 12, and we have to reconcile this problem. In John chapter 12, verse 1, the text that we're studying today, he said, then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. Okay. 6 days, then, before the Passover is going to be the eighth day of the first month. The eighth day of the first month, since the 14th day of the first month is the day that the Passover lamb is killed. All right, if Wednesday is the day that he is crucified, then the eighth day is going to be Thursday of the prior week. And during that daytime, he comes to Bethany. Then the night after Thursday day, he has supper in John chapter 12, verse 2, and Martha serves that supper, and Lazarus sits at the table with him. All right, that is the beginning of the ninth day of the month, which is the first month of the year, Abib. He has supper with them. Now,
let's go down here to John chapter 12, verse 12. Before we go there, John chapter 12, verse 12. He has supper that night. She anoints him and all that kind of stuff. Watch what happens in John chapter 12, verse 12. On the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to them, to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and so forth and so on. That's the triumphal entry. That next day is going to be Friday in the daytime, which is the ninth day of the month. Friday in the daytime, he comes in, not on Palm Sunday, on Friday, during the daytime, he comes in. When he does, in Matthew chapter 21, they loose the colt, they throw their garments on it, they throw their garments in the way and palm branches and so forth, and he rides that colt into town. In Mark chapter 11, we find out what he does when he gets to town that day. In Mark chapter 11, verse 11, when Jesus came to town like that, they said, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord, and all that. Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple, and when he had looked around about upon all things, and now the eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. So that day, all he does is he rides into town, he looks around the temple,
By the time he's finished with the triumphal entry, the evening has come, so he leaves. And that night, which is the night between Friday day and Saturday day, the 10th day of the month, he's back at Bethany. He's back at Bethany. Mark chapter 11 and verse 11. He went out unto Bethany with the 12. The next day, Mark chapter 11, verse 12, he heads back from Bethany to the temple. Mark 11, verse 12, on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry, seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves. He came, if haply he might find anything thereon. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of the figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And the disciples heard it. So right there he cursed the fig tree on the way back to the temple. According to Luke 19, verse 41 through 44, he then wept over the city as he is approaching the temple. And in Mark chapter 11, verses 15 to 18, he then goes into the temple. He overthrows the tables of the money changers and seats of them that sold doves, wouldn't allow any man to carry any vessel through the temple, and taught them, My house should be called of all nations the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. You know what day of the week he said that? You know what day of the week he flipped those tables over? The Sabbath day. Now that is why Jesus Christ was so infuriated with the Pharisees and the money changers and those that sold doves that day. They were merchandising on the Sabbath day in the temple. That's the same problem they had back in the Old Testament. Have you ever read Nehemiah chapter 13, verses 15 to 20? That is exactly the problem that Nehemiah had with them when he came back in to rebuild the temple and the wall. They were merchandising on the Sabbath day. That's the same problem that Isaiah had with them in Isaiah 58. They were merchandising on the Sabbath day. So all this time, these Pharisees that have been accusing Jesus Christ of doing these miracles on the Sabbath day, they themselves were breaking the Sabbath day, and he proved the point when he came into Jerusalem the second time and flipped over their stinking money-changing tables. That's why they never accused Jesus Christ of breaking the Sabbath in their trials at Caiaphas and Annas' palaces before they sent him over to Pilate. Because right before that trial, they had got caught red-handed with their merchandising on the Sabbath day. So all they could do is try to find false witnesses that had anything that could line up over his statement regarding destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. He cleansed the temple that day. Following the cleansing of the temple, he left and went back to Bethany during the nighttime between Saturday and Sunday. He went back to Bethany. You can see that in Mark chapter 11, verse 19. When even was come, he went out of the city. You can also see that in Matthew chapter 21, verse 17. He went back to Bethany. The next day, Sunday during the day, the first day of the week, on the 11th day of the first month of Abib, he came back to the temple, and on his way back to town, they passed that fig tree again. Mark chapter 11, verse 20. In the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And he said, Have faith in God. And he talked to him about how they could get that. Now, let me tell you something. When Matthew records the cursing of the fig tree in Matthew chapter 21, verse 18, he only records it as one event. Following the cleansing of the temple. Mark shows you that it actually took place on 2 days. He cursed it on his way to the temple when he cleaned it up and came back and saw it cursed the next day. When they saw it cursed, Matthew records it and just tells how he cursed that tree and they found nothing on it. But that actually takes place over 2 different days. Matthew just records it as one event. He goes back to the temple, and when he goes back to the temple on Sunday during the day, Mark chapter 11, verse 27, then the Pharisees, the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders came to him, and they asked him by what authority he cleared out the temple like he did. They questioned his authority. They raised the other questions about whose wife shall she be in the resurrection concerning the woman who had married 7 brothers. They asked him concerning the money to Caesar, whether or not it was legal to pay tribute. They asked him concerning the greatest commandment, which one it was, and he told them. And then he asked them the question, why David called his own son Lord, if he were to be the Messiah, why he called him Lord. They couldn't answer him the question. Then he taught his disciples about the judgment of the nations, the parables concerning the arrival of the Lord Jesus Christ and the marriage of the Lamb, and all that other stuff. He also observed in Luke chapter 21, verse 2, the widow casting in the two mites. That was Sunday during the day. According to Luke, that was one of those days when they came in and asked him all those questions. Now watch what happens. That's the 11th day. After all of those teachings, after all of those questions, Matthew chapter 26, verse 1 and 2 said this. Matthew 26, verses 1 and 2. It came to pass when Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said unto his disciples, ye know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. After 2 days. That's the same thing that Mark said in Mark 14, 1. All right. Sunday day. Now we got to go after 2 days. That's going to be Monday day and Tuesday day. After 2 days is the night between Tuesday day and Wednesday day. That's the night of the Lord's Supper. And after 2 days, boom, Jesus is crucified just like he said he would be. On Wednesday, during the day, the 14th day of the month, Abib, exactly like Exodus chapter 12, verse 6 said. And so all the times in the Gospels are fully reconciled. Again, then, in summary, Thursday during the day, Jesus Christ arrives in Bethany. That night, he has supper with Lazarus and his family. Friday during the day, he makes his triumphal entry, looks around the temple, and goes back to Bethany for supper. Saturday, the Sabbath during the day, clears out the money changers, curses the fig tree, and that night he goes back to have supper in Bethany. Sunday during the day, they see the fig tree cursed. They ask him all the questions concerning his authority to do this, and he teaches all the parables concerning his second coming. After 2 days, which is Monday and Tuesday, he has the Lord's Supper, the day of preparation. Wednesday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, his side is pierced. That night he's in the grave. 3 days and three nights later, which is the night between Saturday and Sunday, he's up out of the grave, appearing in the city with many of the bodies that rose up from the graves, and Mary and Mary find out about it first thing Sunday morning. How about that Bible? Isn't that amazing? Okay, if you need a copy of this thing all charted out for you, just call us at area code 361-241-6100. That's Bible Believers Baptist Church. We'll gladly send you a copy of this little deal here, and it hopefully will help you see it all laid out for you.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Ranmorgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.